Mark, this is kind of an embarrassing question, but what day is it?
Well, Steve, it's Friday, which is on its face, of course, amazing. But obviously, every day is a holiday when I'm sitting with you.
Well, I mean, the feeling's mutual, of course. But did you know that Tuesday was National Lighthouse Day? Today is National S'mores Day, where people can celebrate the gooey, chocolatey campfire treat.
I actually didn't know about either of those. I do like both. But in all fairness, they're not really holidays, are they?
True enough, because there are only 10 federal holidays in the U.S., the most recent being July 4th. But have you noticed the number of days, weeks, and months that were kind of designated as holidays? You ever wondered why that is?
I haven't, but something tells me you have.
Well, really, they just come from everywhere. Usually, individual comes up with the what you'd call the wackier ones, where someone has really put their mind to either a problem they want solved or a celebration of unsung heroes or occupations.
That's Holly McGuire, senior editor at Chase's Calendar of Events. It's a reference book chronicling and verifying more than 12,000 special events, holidays, and historic anniversaries. Chase's has been around since 1957, but they weren't always focused on special events. That task was once the responsibility of the U.S. government.
What happened was that various congressmen, governors, state senators, municipalities would proclaim a special day or a month, and that was kind of it.
The responsibility fell to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to publish a pamphlet called Special Days, Weeks, and Months, proclaiming such things as Dairy Month and National Heart Week. But the U.S. government apparently had more important things to tackle, and in 1958 handed this assignment over to Chase's Calendar of Events. The company made sure not to call them holidays as they're sponsored events. They also set specific criteria.
A little bit at whether it's been observed before. We do have a lot of people who send us certificates from mayors or governors indicating that their day or month has been proclaimed. We look at authoritativeness. For example, the American Lung Association sponsors Lung Cancer Awareness Month. So are you the right person or organization to sponsor the day?
But as you can imagine, not all dates are serious and authoritative. There has to be an element of fun when designated National Ice Cream Day or International Picnic Day. McGuire and her team also look for that it factor among the submissions they receive.
There's a lot of people who are just your everyday citizen who come up with a great idea. They get other people to follow along with it, and then we're, you know, happy to put it in the book. Argyle Day in January. Official Lost and Found Day was created by a public school. A famous one is International Talk Like a Pirate Day in September, started by two gentlemen who were pretty much just having fun, and it pretty much took off because I guess everybody loves pirates.
That is so true. So whether you are a pirate, landlubber, or looking for any old reason to celebrate, chances are there's a day, week, or month in Chase's Calendar of Events just for you.
May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays.